Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light.
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today is Morton Wishengrad's The Undeterred, a story of the island of Cyprus based upon the first-hand observations of Tamar de Sola Poole. Featured as the narrator is Mitzi Gould.
Tell me, have you been to the menagerie lately? Have you seen the bears in their cages pacing to and fro, hour after hour, tireless, soundless, pacing to and fro? In the Mediterranean Sea on the island of Cyprus, there is a menagerie, and pacing to and fro, are 17,000 bears. 17,000 human bears. Back and forth, they stare out over the running sea from their cages of barbed wire. What are they doing here? Where do they come from? What is their country and what is their people? Ask the questions. These are the questions of the Book of Jonah. Ask them, and the bears answer,
Ivri Anohi.
I am a Jew. These are the liberated, behind barbed wire. Behold, I proclaim for you a liberty, saith the Lord, a liberty unto the sword, unto the pestilence, unto the famine, and unto captivity.
No smoking. Douse all lights. Show no lights.
The beginning. Darkness.
Lively up the gangplank, but no noise.
The beginning is in silence. Darkness and silence.
Get below deck. Use both hatches.
The beginning is fearful and hunted. On 100 ships, leaky ships, obsolete ships, condemned ships, hulls rusted and timbers rotten. One-way passage.
Ready to cast off, sir.
From Ancona on the Adriatic and La Spezia in Naples.
Signal the engine room.
Aye, aye, sir.
One-way passage. To a menagerie.
The passengers are ready, Captain.
Throw your light on me quickly.
Yes, sir.
Can you see me?
Yes.
Douse your light.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen to me. We are only in the channel. We're badly overcrowded. Is there anyone who has changed his mind and wishes to go ashore? You don't understand. This tub has room for 100 people. I've got 1,000 aboard. Who will go ashore? Raise your hands. Me. Flash your light on me.
No hands, Captain.
Douse the light. I saw a man carrying a rucksack up front.
My name is Martini, Captain.
You look like a sensible man. Now, you know this tub will never get to Palestine.
We know it.
We'll be intercepted. They'll put you in a cage on a Liberty ship and take you to Cyprus.
We know it, Captain.
Well, then be sensible.
A cage on a Liberty ship is better than a bed in a DP camp where you wait without hope and mold until you die.
I suppose that goes for all of you. There's no difference between Cyprus and the DP camp at Landsberg. But the barbed wire of Cyprus is closer to the land of Israel.
of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the face of the ground. Weep ye not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. The ships of victory, the vessels of the liberated, the triumphant carriers of the survivors of the charnel house.
A pint of water a day, that's all you get.
These are what are left of the sword, but for them there is no grace, not even in the wilderness.
Hold on to your paper bags. You'll need them when you're seasick.
Fed with wormwood, given the water of gall to drink, and a paper bag.
Captain.
Yes, what is it?
We're approaching the Straits of Messina.
Very good. Everyone, all men, women, and children, get below deck.
Captain, that isn't possible. There are 1,000 people.
You had your chance to go ashore. Now go below deck.
But why?
The Straits of Messina is why. They're narrow. People on deck can be seen and reported. You'll never even get to Cyprus.
But some of the women are pregnant. Some of the men are sick.
They can lie on deck and we'll cover them with a tarpaulin. Now the rest of you go below.
For how long, Captain?
2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. It's been done by others before you. Don't ask me how, but it's been done. Now you have to do likewise.
One by one, they file into the hold.
Men on the starboard side.
A seemingly endless stream measuring their way into the hold.
Women on this side.
They are no longer the bears transshipped for the menagerie. They are the small fish netted by the canning fleet.
Children to the far end.
They press together in the oil of their own sweat and fear.
Tighter, head to head.
This way. Elbow to elbow.
Children, conserve space. We need space.
They are not children. They are not men and women.
Closer together.
They are spoons in a box.
906.
Closer, please.
921.
Make room for the spoons in the box.
938.
Head to head, knee to knee, elbow to elbow.
944.
Can't you get a little closer?
959.
Heart beating.
Easy, you've got 2.5 hours to go.
980.
980 neatly packaged human beings.
No noise. We're entering the Straits of Messina.
It isn't much of a ship. It isn't much of a ship's engine. It's old. It's cranky. It wants to rest. It has no heart for its enormous burden. And it knows that this is a one-way passage to a menagerie. The spoons in the box are breathing. Breathing in unison. Shallow breathing. Because there is no room for chests to expand.
Easy. Only 9.5 more.
They looked for a time of healing and behold the new terror. And a man with a rucksack held above his head whispers...
And it shall come to pass when they say unto thee...
Only 1 hour.
Whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them...
I can't breathe.
Thus saith the Lord. Such as are...
Death.
And such as are for famine, to the famine.
1/2 hour. Hold on.
And such as are for captivity, to captivity.
We are through the strait.
Carry her with her head raised. Keep this one level. His lips are blue.
This one with the blue lips has had a heart attack. The others have only fainted. Not more than 6 or 7 casualties, all told. Lucky.
We got through. We made it.
Optimists. They still hope. The numbers of the concentration camps are seared into their flesh. Their bodies are marked by torture. Their souls are harrowed and scourged by the living memory of nightmare. But they hope.
We are nearer Eretz Israel.
The land of Israel. They look toward the captain. He nods. It is permitted. A song.
Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai.
Israel lives. The people Israel live. Until the very end.
Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai.
Health is the highest good. It is the most sovereign medicine. These are the men and the women and the children of hope. They are the unconquerable and the undefeated. The word for them is Maapilin, the undeterred. For they know the outcome. They know it well. The outcome is assailable in the decaying list of the ship, in the clanging boiler, in the rusted pipe. It is a ship measured for its shroud. And so it happens. On this voyage, it happens almost within sight of the promised land. The first voice says...
Look, I see the shore.
The second voice says...
That's a destroyer!
The third voice says...
Two destroyers, they're coming!
And so they do a foolish thing. They paint a sign.
We are people who also fought in the war. We have borne our wounds as best we can. Now we are going home. Do not stop us.
And beneath these words, they inscribe a verse from the Bible.
For lo, the days come when I shall turn the captivity of my people Israel, saith the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it.
Attention, please. Attention, please. You are within the territorial waters of the Palestine government.
Time.
Stand by to receive a boarding
party. They have known this would be, but they are not amenable to knowledge and to reason. They are the romantics and the mystics. The realists were cremated. Only the romantics had the futility to survive. And so they resist. It is preposterous. An assertion of manhood by spoons in a box, who now, by the alchemy of international kindness and brotherhood and justice, are transported by liberty ship to the island of Cyprus. Spoons in a box, becoming transformed into bears in a cage. An achievement of the 20th century. It is Cyprus. And the first thing to be seen on Cyprus is a barbed wire. A double row of barbed wire. And between the double row, a jeep carrying soldiers. And the soldiers carrying guns. And the guns carrying bayonets. It is the first thing you notice. There are 10 camps, each with its perimeter of barbed wire. And within the barbed wire are the cities of tents. And so questions are asked. After all, questions are always permitted between civilized peoples.
Who pays for the maintenance of these camps?
The Palestinian government.
Then the cost is not borne by the British taxpayer?
No.
If the cost is borne by the Palestinian government, then 80% of the cost of these prison camps is borne by the Jewish population of Palestine? For they pay 80% of the taxes?
No further questions. Line up, please. You will go into your tents, 12 to your tent.
I have seen the tents, sir. May we be permitted a chair?
No chairs.
A table, then?
No tables.
Then at least a cupboard for our clothing.
There are no cupboards.
Might we have a lamp to read by?
There are no lamps. You'll each receive a bed, towel, and comb. There's a communal latrine for every 200 people. You'll receive army rations. For the rest, you will depend on yourselves.
And for how long, sir?
1,500 certificates permitting legal entry into Palestine are granted each month. Of that number, 750 certificates are set aside for the detainees here in Cyprus. There are 17,000 of you now. In other words, you who have just arrived will wait a minimum of 2 years.
In these tents?
In these tents, madam.
This may not interest you, sir. I don't know, but I come originally from Austria. I have a son. He served with the underground. Then he escaped to England. My son was a captain in the British Army. Which is my tent.
I have been on Cyprus. I've tried to understand it. Perhaps you can understand it. The barbed wire, the bayonets, the sentries posted, the powerful searchlights that make sleep impossible at night, the stench of the latrines, the wormy food, the lack of provision for work, for reading, for recreation, the aimlessness and the hopelessness of existence.
May we have water?
For what purpose, madam?
I wish to bathe.
There is only sufficient water this week for drinking. There is none for bathing.
Then I wish to bathe in the sea.
It is not permitted.
I have no ulterior motive. I do not wish to attempt an escape. Please, unlock the gate and let me bathe in the sea.
It is not permitted.
But I do see people bathing in the sea. There are at least 100 men on the beach.
They are permitted, madam. They are German prisoners of war.
On the island of Cyprus, which is in the Mediterranean Sea, it is the vanquished who disport themselves in the surf, while the liberated languish behind barbed wire and utter the words of the prophet Jeremiah.
Lord, be not a ruin unto me. Thou art my refuge in the day of evil. Let them be ashamed that persecute me, but let me not be ashamed.
Words that are spoken in a fantasy in a menagerie.
746.
Good luck.
Thank you.
747.
That's you, up the gangplank.
Oh, Palestine, I can't breathe.
748.
Here is your certificate.
I have waited 6 years for this.
749.
Pull up the gangplank.
Excuse me, my number is 750.
I know it is.
But I have been given a certificate of entry.
It has been cancelled.
Have I done something wrong?
It has nothing to do with you. 750 certificates of entry are issued each month. However, this month the number is reduced by one.
May I know the reason?
Yes, you may. Unfortunately, on the sea between Famagusta and Haifa, a woman happened to give birth. The authorities have taken note of the fact and deducted one certificate from this month's quota.
A reply to monumental pain. The bureaucratic mind responding to souls in purgatory. For this, they suffered arrest and withstood torture. For this, at Dachau, they bit their lips and did not cry out. For this reply, they braced their flesh at Buchenwald and did not flinch at Auschwitz. They survived the lime pits of Majdanek for this. And for this they molded in the camps of the displaced persons. They lived for this. They preserved their decaying sanity for this.
The authorities have taken note of the fact and deducted one certificate from this month's quota.
Bring the next child.
Yes, doctor. This is Babette Richter, age 15.
Nurse, you must have the wrong card.
Age 15, doctor. Babette Richter.
By Jove. Put her on the scale.
I know her height and weight, doctor. Height, 47 inches. Weight, 65 pounds. Age, 15.
Are there any more like her?
Yes, doctor. There are more like her. Would you care to see them, sir?
Not now, nurse. I'd rather not. I'd rather not.
The stunted children of Cyprus. I have seen hundreds of them. They are like no children you have ever known. Skin the color of saffron and the texture of leather. Eyes dull, mouths open, teeth loose in the scurvied gums. Children? No, they are not children. These are the badges of European civilization. The soft-boned, tuberculous, pellagra-ridden badges of man's progress in murder. They are beyond the medicines of science, beyond the healing of drugs, beyond the compensation of hormones. Their last hope is love, so that the declining years of their useless age may be spent, if not in the normalcy of life, then at least in the absence of pain. But they, too, are behind the barbed wire. Against them, the sentries patrol. And against them, the barbed wire rusts. I will tell you now a final story of barbed wire. This happened before the last Passover on Cyprus.
Who are the spokesmen for the committee?
I am. My name is Benjamin Hess.
You have 3 minutes.
I will take 1 minute. I will make you a present of the other two.
You will gain nothing by such an attitude.
I have tried other attitudes. I also gain nothing. This way I gain nothing, but at least I preserve my own self-respect.
You have spent 15 seconds.
You're quite right. We wish to bring to the attention of the authorities the fact that barbed wire separates one camp from another. It is enough that you separate us from Eretz Yisrael. Do not separate us from one another.
That is your request?
Yes. Tonight is the first night of Passover. It would be a handsome gesture, sir, if the barbed wire separating the 8 adjoining camps were to come down.
The wire will remain.
May we know the reason, sir?
It is a regulation.
Thank you, sir. We shall celebrate our Passover.
On the evening of the Passover, the festival of the liberation of Israel, they stood before the barbed wire separating the camps, and they said in unison the passage from the ritual. It is not alone our fathers whom the Holy One redeemed, but us also whom he liberated. He brought us forth from bondage to freedom, from subjection to redemption, from sorrow to joy, from mourning to festivity, and from darkness into great light. Let us therefore sing before him, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Now that we have praised the Lord, let us break down the barbed wire!
Am Yisroel high!
Am Yisroel high! Am Yisroel high! Am Yisroel high! Am Yisroel high!
They breached the barrier of barbed wire on the Passover. I spoke to a boy whose leg was in a cast. He had been shot. There were several others who had been shot. But the breach in the barrier between the camps was made. A road was open on the Passover. And a steady stream went back and forth, as if to freedom. They have spent a year in idleness, pacing back and forth. 17,000 bears in a cage. They wait.
If they would spare a little water, we could grow a few flowers behind the wire.
There has been no water. But they have done wonderful things. With materials consisting of a discarded soup can and a rusty pair of scissors.
Here is a flower bowl which I have made. When you bring it to America, you could lacquer it. It will improve its appearance.
They are the Ma'apilim, the undeterred.
Children, those of you who have not learned to read can at least draw pictures. We have no drawing paper, but we do have these cartons. I have collected 5 crayons. Pass them from one to the other.
I have seen them. I have been among them. I am hopelessly and eternally prejudiced in their favor. They have known nothing except pain and misunderstanding. But these men and these women and, yes, these children show a level of human worth that is unsurpassed. On the holiday of Yom Kippur, I shall go to my synagogue and I shall say with the others, I have sinned, I have stolen, I have blasphemed. All my life I have said this on the Holy Day of Atonement. And now I know why. Because so long as they wait and are alone and unaided and unbefriended, then truly I have sinned, and I have stolen, and I have blasphemed.
Am Yisrael Chai. Israel lives forever. They sing this on the island of Cyprus. They are the Ma'apilim, the undeterred.
Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai. Adveli Dai. Adveli Dai. Adveli Dai. Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai.
Our script by Morton Wishengrad was based upon the first-hand observations of Tamar de Solapool, former president of Hadassah. The music was composed by Morris Mamorsky and conducted by Milton Katims, and the soloist was cantor Robert Siegel. Featured as the narrator was Mitzi Gould, and the entire production was under the direction of Walter McGraw. Daylight saving time ends in certain areas on Sunday, September 28th. It is possible that this program will be heard at a different time in most communities next week. Please listen for announcement on your local station or check your local newspaper for the time this program will be heard next week and every week thereafter. Free time for this program is made available each week to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.